Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, so now you an athlete, huh? You making plays like that, huh, Grady Jarrett? Welcome in, man. What's going on with you?
How you doing, man? You know, a little something, man. It's good to be on with you guys, you know, especially after a win. You know, these last couple weeks have been a little downer, but it's been cool, man. It's good to be on, man.
Hey, by the way, we heard the soundbite yesterday, so I went back and I looked at it this morning. Yeah, if Safarian Jenkins is not sucking wind because he got nearly knocked out, you got your pick, man. You're right. It did not hit the ground.
Oh, yeah, no, man. I'm telling you, without a doubt, I'm telling you, I timed that thing up real good. It was dope. It's funny because as a D lineman, you kind of think about stuff like this. Like, sometimes, why I don't do this, why I don't do that? Or especially, like, in a situation like a spike or something. But the situation arose and I went for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, a really good performance defensively from you guys to contain the run. And Grady, going back, just looking back, and I'm sure Coach Quinn and Marquand Manuel and everybody was talking about this, we didn't play well against the run against Buffalo with Shady McCoy. Miami, Ajayi, who's now been traded, by the way, to Philadelphia, did a really good job against us. And then New England, we didn't stop the run. But against the Jets, we did. What was the difference?
Guys being in the gaps, doing their job, and knew it's something that we wanted to improve in, and we did it. We knew would it be in a rainy game that they were going to, it was going to be a big game that they were going to try to run the ball. So, you know, we knew that we had to step up to the challenge, and we did just that, you know, and it was good to be able to do that against a team who ran the ball very effectively.
Just
like how we talked about it. And so we did our job.
Atiba Rubin comes in there. Is it change up anything you do, whether it's Poe next to you or Rubin?
No, man, it's been a great addition to our team, having a guy who's had as much success as he has as far as playing the run. That gives us more options and more flexibility inside. And, you know, it also allows for, you know, myself and Poe to have more rush opportunities when we know we have a reliable guy like Rubin on the inside that can play more in the rundowns and come in there and stuff things up. He had a couple good tackles and had a very good positive impact on the game. So, I mean, it's just another weapon added to our team, man. We've been welcoming him with open arms. He's been a great addition for us.
It's our weekly visit with Grady Jarrett here on the WaitForward.com hotline. It is Dukes and Bell. We get a chance to talk to Falcons defensive tackle Grady Jarrett on a weekly basis, guys. And, you know, what was the mood? I mean, it's, you know, you could easily say, well, hell, we won. That's a given. But what was the mood after the game, man, after snapping that three-game losing streak?
Oh, man, it was a great mood. Great mood, great feeling because, you know, we're not used to winning. I mean, we're not used to losing those games in streaks like that. So, I mean, the mood after games lately has been such downers. And, you know, so it was good for us to get that win, be on the road, you know, go back on the plane, happy, not going to the building on Monday in a good mood, you know, so – so it was definitely a feeling that we missed and, you know, definitely look forward to having more as the season goes on. But, I mean, the mood was great, man. The mood was great. It, you know, it's like a weight being lifted off our shoulders. But yeah. Mm-hmm. We know there's still a lot ahead of us.
I hear that.
So it was definitely a good move.
It is Big Grady Jarrett with us here, brought to you by Cobb County. Kia joins us every week, as Carl mentioned. How tough is it, though? And you guys showed a lot of resilience when Matt had trouble handling the football and you had a lot of three and outs and you guys are right back on the field and the defense kept up their end.
Oh, man, it felt good for us to go out there and do that, to stand up strong. We knew that the elements were going to be definitely a factor in the game, especially on the offensive side of the ball for both teams. So, you know, we had our mindset ready, you know, to go out there no matter what happened, the circumstances, because it's going to be tough to, you know, handle that ball every down and day. When I tell you the rain was coming down so hard relentlessly, you know, we came out of halftime and we felt like, I finally felt like it was dying down. As soon as the offense touched the field, the rain picked back up. So it was like, dang, man, we couldn't catch a break. But, I mean, it felt good as far as going out there, responding from sudden change opportunities. If we had a turnover or if they had a three and out, we'll go back and get the ball right back for him. So as a defense, I feel really good, and we take really good pride in it.
What about your dude, Sanu, making plays, man? He caught a touchdown. He was back, back up in his home area. Obviously, he wanted to play well, and he did.
Absolutely. Absolutely came up big for us, man. Came up big, caught a big touchdown, big first down. And he came up huge for us, man. And even the plays he made right before the half. So, I mean, he did his job. You know, great homecoming for him. I know he wanted to play well, as he do week in and week out. But, you know, it's always special when you get to play, close to where you're from. Me, fortunately, I get to do that every home game. But for him to be able to have a good homecoming game like he did, that was great for him.
And those golden shoes getting all wet. Man, I just can't imagine. Did you get a chance to change uniforms? You got time for that at halftime?
Some guys do. Some guys do. I don't, personally. I just take it how I roll. Cleats was heavy, wet. But, I feel like I'll tire myself out more trying to change out all this and that. but some guys have to – some guys like to change, you know, get that water weight off of them, you know, and get a fresh start. But me personally, man, once I'm strapped up for warm up, I'm like that for the whole game, all the way taped up from head to toe. I'm not doing much change until after that game.
Grady, we want to look ahead to this weekend, and there's some things going on in the NFL. I don't know, your days are off day. You may or may not be paying attention, but the Panthers send away Kelvin Benjamin to Buffalo, so they trade the big wide receiver who was a first round pick for them. And you know, not that there's specifically something about him, but you know, Cam Newton and that offense, and this being a divisional game, it starts this week, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's news to me, you know, hearing that. So, I mean, definitely some crazy trades going on right now. But, I mean, just as far as turning the focus back on us and what we're trying to get prepared for this week, we know the Carolina, they got a lot of weapons still. They got some good running backs, some other good receivers. And, you know, it's definitely Kelvin's definitely somebody that you have to game plan for, but seeing that he's not going to be there now. I mean, I don't know. You know, that's, like I said, that's news to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, regardless, they're a tough team. You know, they've had success in the division for a long time. Cam still one of the best in my eyes, and he presents a lot of problems in the pass game, in the run game. And, you know, they got an exciting back that I'm sure they want to feature and see what he can do in space. Whether they put him, let him run the ball out of the backfield or put him in the slot. So, I mean, speaking on McCaffrey, it's going to be a challenge. Division play is always tough, and we know that. We got to go up there first, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, last year, man, I mean, Matt had a 500-yard passing day. Tevin Coleman had a big day up in Carolina. As you guys were really rolling by the time Christmas weekend when you guys played up in Carolina, I mean, you got Christian McCaffrey. There's a lot of different things now about this team than the team you played last season.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. Like you said, I mean, every year is a new year, you know. Mm-hmm. And they got a good defense that's going to present challenges for our offense as well. You know, having a linebacker like Keekley and defensive lineman like Shorts and, you know, Julius Pepper playing at an extremely high level. So, I mean, there's going to be challenges both ends. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a fun matchup. That's all I can really say on it so far. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to it. It's always, you know, a tough game whenever we get to play Carolina.
It is.
You get your confidence back. I know we the fans, you know how it is, Grady. We lose our minds. We lose our minds on the radio. The fans, lose their mind watching it. But, I mean, I guess it's just good to grind out a W. And because everybody in this room knows that they're good enough. They went to the Super Bowl. I mean, it really is as simple as – I know it's cliche, but it's as simple as everybody just do your job.
To a certain extent, man, but that's to a big extent as far as do your job, and I'm sure, like you said, there was a lot of frustration because of what we're capable of, and and that was seen. So I mean, with us getting the win, it definitely gives you, you know, a little extra life. But as far as from a confidence standpoint, I feel like we always knew that we can get it done. You know, it's just having them heartbreaking close losses and how we lost and just knowing that we feel like we didn't put our best foot forward was the main thing, trying to get over the hump and getting that win. It kind of, you know, got us feeling good. But I mean, just the whole week of prep, you know, leading up to the game was just felt good, and as it has before, but it just felt right, you know. So I mean, we got to go back and do it again and try to keep it going.
Yeah, man. Make sure you get the big fella on the ground when you get one this weekend, all right? That's a big guy, man. You
gotta get Superman.
You got to go get him on the ground.
Go be Kryptonite.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Look, he earned a really good reputation in this league for playing hard and making some big plays, man. League MVP. So, I mean, you got to be ready.
All right, Grady. Well, congrats, man, on getting the win and, again, snapping the 3-game losing streak. That's what it's all about. Let's keep this thing rolling. And we appreciate you, as always, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Take care, man.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.